You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
The Around the NFL podcast is back in the Chris Wessling podcast studio.
Welcome to another edition of Around the NFL. Yes, back in the Chris Wessling podcast studio. My name is Dan Hansis, Greg Rosenthal, and Mark Sessler. The whole gang. What's up, boys?
Sessy!
Sesta!
I think for the first time in the history of this podcast, I am without laptop.
Oh, that's what you're leading with.
Yeah, during our break, I attempted
not
at one
like,
point.
Hey, I haven't seen you guys. Yeah.
Well, no,
it's probably the longest time.
To be back together. Well, fine. It's wonderful.
You know, you're wearing black denim at the end of July. Like, we could have led with that.
Well,
the jacket's back.
I feel very naked, though. I have
leave it.
Oh, okay.
Despite what I'm wearing, like
your computer
broke since we last saw you. I got this laptop in 2016, and IT about a month ago said this isn't even a functionally trackable product at our company, where you need to get a new one. Mm. And I refused to because I have all my stuff set up the way that you want to
right.
on your own computer. I attempted to check email from home.
Yes.
And I heard this just loud pop, and the whole thing just turned off, and it's gone. So
it's terrible.
I have no work.
Terrible sitch.
So it's a good excuse. I cannot be productive to do any work.
Are you, setting expectations near the floor for today's episode? Our first together in over a month here at the studio.
I have created on my phone dense notes.
Very nice.
It was a little break for all of us from each other, too. We're just so up in each other's business that even 1 month apart in person felt like the longest that we've probably done since we started.
How you doing? About 11. How you doing, Greg?
Well, I mean, I got to see you guys on Zoom.
Oh, good.
So that was nice. We've texted.
And
I'm feeling good with it. I'm feeling good to be back. My family's not back, so I'm just
still solo, huh?
I'm solo for a couple more weeks.
What have you done that you wouldn't want people to know about?
I can guess.
In their absence.
I would be proud of it all. I'm not hiding anything. I saw Barbie, by myself. I don't know if I would want people to know that. I just decided to go by myself. I was going to go with a friend, and that fell through. I was like, let's go. Let's go. And it was great.
Was it just you and a lot of teen girls? And
it was a young...
The police eyeing you suspiciously?
It was a young crowd, for sure.
I mean, it's making massive money. I'm going to go see the double bill soon.
Barbenheimer.
Oppenheimer first, and then Barbie after.
Very nice.
I can't even find a seat right now. It's sold out.
Can't do it. I got 9:30 a.m. tickets for the 70mm, bro. Not Barbie. Oppenheimer. Friday.
Going at 6 a.m. on Saturday. I'm not kidding. No, there's a 6 a.m.
I believe you.
Showing, yeah.
I believe you.
Shut up.
In Hollywood, there's a 6 a.m. and then you go see Oppenheimer Barbie at 10 a.m. afterwards.
And you're doing it.
Yes.
Very nice.
Without my laptop.
That's that Hollywood life. Sleep, not necessary.
Unnecessary.
Hollywood dad life, though. 6 a.m. Who else is there at 6 a.m.? That's outrageous.
Pack theater, Greg.
It's good to see you here, though, Mark. I did, that Good Will Hunting scene where Ben Affleck's character is like, the best 10 seconds of my day is when I walk up to the house and I think maybe he's not there. For me, it's the opposite. Sometimes I walk past this glass of the studio and I'm like, is Mark not going to be there? And that would be a horrible day. We haven't seen you in a long time. You're here, which means it looks like we'll get another season with Mark.
I will be here for this season. There are multiple financial responsibilities that ensure that I will
be. It's about the money, you're saying.
It's not. It is about the passion.
Dan, Greg, all the guys.
Well, we are all back together. It's great. Today's show is a fun one because one of our best buds on the around the NFL universe, Connor Orr, is joining us for Team Slogans 2023. But first, let's do some news.
A minute 48 remaining. Saints need a touchdown from their own 34-yard line, empty backfield. Breeze throws. Jimmy Graham makes the catch inside the 30, and Graham is inside the 10, and he takes it all the way for a Saints go-ahead touchdown, 66 yards from Breeze to Graham.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I believe that is the 2012 divisional playoff classic between the Saints and Niners. In fact, Graham has that huge touchdown pass from Drew Brees to put the Saints ahead, and I believe that's the Vernon Davis game, right?
That's
where he
right.
makes
You're
a
right.
catch in the final seconds on a pass from Alex Smith. And was it Smith? Seems yeah. that long
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, having a pristine
crying season. On the field, Vernon Davis, a tremendous game in NFL playoff history. Jimmy Graham was the star of that Saints offense. But here we are all these years later, and Jimmy Graham is back with the Saints after an 8-year absence. They reach a deal, the team with the 36-year-old. It's a 1-year deal, Greg. This one really was stunning to me. I thought it was a joke when I saw you send out the news rundown just because, yeah, he was out of football last year, but then he was really quiet the last couple of years in Chicago, and it felt like he was out of the league for about 5 years.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was just one, but still wild he's back in the NFL for now.
I think, like a lot of people, I thought for a second it was a one-day contract. That would make sense. We usually try to lead the news with like something that's the biggest impact. And I don't think this is necessarily make the biggest impact, but it was such a like, it's what? Moment. And it reminded me back in very early days around the NFL podcast when we would be debating like Graham versus Gronk. Like Jimmy Graham, like on track to be one of the great tight ends of all time. Is Jimmy Graham a Hall of Famer? If you look at his like all pros early in his career, it fell off quick. But I do like that we bring in Derek Carr and we bring back Jimmy Graham. And it's like everything's cool now.
I know the Saints are they weird me out.
Get Drew Brees.
So weird.
Yeah, this is just I thought this was a sin. I thought it was like come and retire with us, come do a 1 day thing. And I don't know what you expect to get from at this point. I find it to be a very odd signing. It's just nostalgic. Mickey Loomis just going nostalgia on us.
What's going on with the depth chart?
You got Juwan Johnson, who they
right?
actually
they like him.
A very
we like Juwan Johnson.
Quiet, team-friendly, good deal for both side contract this offseason where they paid him, which I liked, a former receiver.
Taysom Hill?
It had to have been Jimmy Graham reaching out and saying, I'm working out every day. Just give me a chance. They're not giving him much money. And they felt like, all right, we'll take a look at you.
How long ago was that playoff moment for Jimmy Graham after he ran to the end zone? Shocking. And that's one of my favorite sports things when you make a huge play in a game on the road and you could hear the crowd go from a roar, deafening roar for the home team, to more of like a scattered yelling of the visiting fans. And also, there's always women screaming for the home team. Just, I think, in just like agony of what's happening. When you hear that, that's the ultimate road trip situation for a scoring. Sorry, my Apple Watch distracted me. Then he slams it over the upright, the crossbar, which has been illegal, I thought, for 27 years. But apparently, you know, at that time it was legal.
They allowed him to do it. And
let's
women
come
were...
back to the future. And the women screamed.
They screamed.
In other, I'm sure there were some men screaming too.
Shut up.
It's everyone.
Children.
Everyone screaming together.
No children were screaming. They were very under control in that moment. Saquon Barkley and the Giants. Here's another head scratcher. Saquon Barkley has been with other running backs really upset about the market and all that. We've talked about it on the show. I said I was really intrigued and slash shook about the text chain that all the running backs are on. And then they did a Zoom call 2020 style. That got me nervous. Like, what are these guys up to?
Made me sad. Just like
this will make you sad
like
too.
Thinking of Nick Chubb and all these guys like using their Saturday night on a Zoom call. It's sad.
The Giants and Saquon Barkley agreed to terms on a 1-year contract worth up to $11 million. Rap Sheet reported Tuesday morning, per sources informed of the situation. The deal includes a $2 million signing bonus. The Giants, you may remember, placed the franchise tag on Barkley worth $10.091 million, which is a fully guaranteed contract. And you try to figure out, wait, what does this mean? And all it is, it looks like to me, Mark, is, you know, it's for in the NFL with salaries, you usually think a sweetener, it's a few million bucks. This is under $1 million in terms of incentives Barkley can hit. I guess it's some type of compromise, but really not much. It just, again, shows you what's going on for running backs who can't get the respect.
Yeah, I mean, there's zero leverage. And I mean, the idea that Barkley would have skipped games or missed time, it's a no-win situation, I think, for these running backs. And like I heard Chris Sims say something interesting that like where did this all begin? Like, where does this chart back to, like, the devaluation? And I think you could look at the Shanahans with their wide zone scheme that, like, you could plug almost anyone in and they're super productive. And it's like the running back value has nosedived. And I think Barkley's just the latest example of it. I mean, there's no way to win in this situation contract-wise.
I think some of it's just timing, though. Like, Joe Mixon, Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey all got huge contracts. That wasn't that long ago, and they were good players, and there hasn't been, like, great running backs coming up. I'm curious to see what kind of deal Chubb gets. The thing that was most surprising to me about this was, I don't know if my old boss Florio was on the Zoom call or if he just heard like a play-by-play, because apparently everyone on the Zoom call left the Zoom call knowing that Saquon was like, I'm not going to hold out. I'm not really planning on that. And Josh Jacobs on the Zoom call kind of made it clear, like, I'm mad.
I'm going home.
I'm going to push this thing. I'm like, who's on this Zoom call? So I guess Saquon had no leverage. The incentives are interesting. They're pretty reachable. So he got a little something. He got a little upfront money, too, with the signing bonus. But he didn't get any promise, our Mike Garofolo pointed out, that they wouldn't tag him again. So if he actually has a good year and he gets those incentives, you know, why wouldn't they just tag him again? It's a tough spot.
But that's why this was so confused. First of all, I didn't realize. I thought that July 17th deadline for working out a deal was it. But apparently that's just for a long-term deal. You could still work out a deal for a one-year contract. But to me, if Barkley runs for 2,000 yards this year, wouldn't it be the only positive of the way this played out this year was you eliminate them being able to use that tag on you for next year? Was that worth maybe in $1 million bucks in incentives this year? None of it makes sense to me. It's making my brain hurt. I feel bad for Saquon because he's making this money and his quarterback, who he's a better football player than, is making like triple the amount of him. I mean, it's just kind of weird, but
the triggers, by the way, 1,350 rushing yards is a lot. 65 catches, 11 touchdowns, and the team making the playoffs. It's probably spread through all of those.
To make what? And that will trigger what kind of
900,000 total.
How bizarre is this?
Pennies.
So he gave up the right to make the franchise tag prohibitive for the team to make potentially 900 grand if he hits a ton of incentives, including one that he can't really control, the team making the playoffs? I don't know.
I feel like the relationship with the Giants will be over after this season.
Mm.
Well, Florio also reported the Giants desperately tried to trade him after tagging him initially, calling up double-digit teams, couldn't find a deal. So I would, if I was him, I would also feel unloved and in a weird spot. Let's move on. Let's check in with the Raiders. A lot cooking with the Raiders. Let's start with the Las Vegas Review-Journal confirms that Jimmy Garoppolo will have, quote, no restrictions in Raiders camp. He avoided the pup list on Sunday, and the Raiders feel really good about Jimmy G going full bore in the summer. What could go wrong? This is positive, obviously, Mark, because there were reports in the early summer, like, oh, his foot might not be right. They might be able to get out of this deal, and it smelled like a potential boondoggle. Hey, this could still be a boondoggle, depending on how he holds up physically this summer and through the year. But at least they can go into the season with Brian Hoyer not taking first-team reps.
Well, right. I mean, I always felt like Jimmy G would be back in time for this, but like they really had no plan beyond him. And like, I think I view the Raiders as like a highly disorganized scenario at this point. I don't quite get what was going on with the Raiders in general, but Jimmy G's health was pivotal. And I mean, I think they always wanted Tom Brady. I think that was kind of their plan going into the offseason. This was plan B, but plan B would have turned into a very awful plan C had he not been healthy.
We're hoping to have on Rap Sheet, Ian Rappaport, on Wednesday. This was one of the things I was kind of wanted to ask him, because the Vegas situation. He was tight with McDaniels back in the day when he was covering there's a lot cooking there. I mentioned Jacobs, and like he left Vegas, like the city he left Vegas, and our Pelissero, the Pellraiser, said he's not planning to come back anytime soon.
Pellraiser.
It is 115 degrees there every day, and people probably are like, you know, asking him on the street about
it.
I would get out of there.
I can't do more than like 3 days in Vegas. I can't imagine doing the entire summer. Marcus Peters, formerly of the Ravens, signs a 1 year deal with the Raiders as well. So they get
that. I think that was a really good signing. I think he'll start for them.
See if he's got any.
He still could play last year. He was okay.
Gas in the tank. In other news, let's talk about the 2022 team of around the NFL, the Detroit Lions. Jameson Williams already facing a 6-game suspension for violating the NFL's gambling policy this season. He's going to miss time now in training camp. Ugh, this is all just ominous with Jameson Williams. He suffered a leg injury on Monday and will miss at least a few days of training camp. He is an important player for them. They hope to have him back, obviously, sometime in the fall. He's got to stay healthy. Missed a lot of last season coming off a college knee injury. Williams, it's time for him to get in the news for things other than negative things, but we're going to have to wait some time for that.
Yeah, it's that time of, like, training camp. You don't want to overreact to, like, who's on the PUP list, who's not. But that one, that was a little bit of an eyebrow raiser. And then Chauncey Gardner-Johnson getting hurt early, but it doesn't look like it's going to be too serious.
In other wide receiver news, don't like this one either. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said that Kadarius Toney underwent knee surgery to clean up cartilage, according to Rap Sheet. He tweaked it in his knee in training camp last week. We will see how long he'll be out. Could be for weeks, though. It could be an extended absence, putting Tony's week one in question. And, Mark, isn't this the whole thing? And we're all excited about Kadarius Toney having a full year with Patrick Mahomes and being potentially a number one guy. But this has been his story. He can't stay healthy.
Absolutely, the narrative. And, like, it's like they need him. I think they need him to be. I don't know what the number one wide receiver part of it we'll see, because it's like his availability is always in question. But their offense without him loses a major dynamic weapon. I thought that he was one of the biggest reasons that they surged down the stretch, won the Super Bowl the way they used him. And, like, you were hoping to see that from week one, and it's like, will he even be there?
He got hurt in the first special teams portion of practice. You know when we go to the summer practice and they kind of are not goofing around, but they're doing special teams before the real practice start. Like, he didn't make it to that real practice on the first day, and that's why it's like he did a lot of honking, and you might as well enjoy it when you're the Super Bowl champion, but he did a lot of honking, and I'm a huge Tony fan, to Giants. Like, I'm going to be the number one guy, and it's like you can't even make it through the first practice. It's depressing.
The Chiefs also won't have Chris Jones on the field, at least initially in training camp. He did not report to camp amidst ongoing contract negotiations. He wants to be one of the highest paid defensive linemen in the league. Kansas City has to try to figure out how to make it work with the Defensive Player of the Year finalist. And in other superstar defender news, it is just came down the wire from Pell Razor. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan says he doesn't expect star edge rusher Nick Bosa to practice without a new contract. So money matters.
So is Bosa there, though? And, like, not hold practicing?
In?
Is it a hold in?
Hold in.
So for listeners, I don't know if you're that interested in this, but this new CBA, you can be fined $50,000. You have to be fined $50,000 a day. And they say in the CBA that they can't just waive it later like you used to be able to. I think Bosa, there was whispers that it might be a hold in. It sounds like Danielle Hunter, the defensive end for the Vikings, who's kind of been in a contract dispute all offseason, is doing something similar. But Cowboys guard Zach Martin is not showing up to camp. Chris Jones is not showing up to camp. Those guys are made men, but $50,000 a day is a lot. So it's interesting because very few veterans have tried this out since this happened.
It's a little funny, I got to say, Mark. What? Without the laptop, you just have your phone in between your arms. And
I feel very uncomfortable.
Down, there's a level of anxiety, I feel like, that's
emanating. Like, the laptop just was this thing that I've, you know, it's like a piece of my body.
Right. That's why you led with it out of our long break.
Yeah, it's like why Mark shows up, you know, 3 hours early to shows and stuff. He just likes to be comfortable, be familiar, no surprise. So I'm seeing because you had mentioned the computer situation to us before.
Over text, because I knew it would be
a
problem.
Do you have anything lined up with IT in terms of an
appointment? I visited with them. And they gave me a mysterious answer. So I'm not sure. They actually were not secure that I could get a new laptop.
If you do watch on YouTube, and you should subscribe. You know, we're a big show. We need those subscribers up. We're bigger audio-wise, certainly, than YouTube. Then you can see Mark's little phone.
You are right that I got here hours ago and ended up eating, like, breakfast alone in my car, like Namdi Oskama. Like, I just thought it was a very strange morning leading up to this entire show.
Strange.
There's plenty of tables and
Our newsroom has like three people in it right now, so it just
upstairs there's literally a whole cafeteria with indoor tables, outdoor tables.
I just wanted to be alone.
I eat alone up there all the time. Like, no one's gonna.
I can't explain.
You're not at a celebrity at the level of Mark. He can't be out in the open. He won't be able to even have a bite without.
He doesn't want any shadowy league execs coming up and, like,
that's
asking him how his summer went.
Yes.
That's very accurate.
Colleagues, bosses. Oh, hey, what's up, Mark? How's your summer been? That is to you the a hell that you can't even.
You could come find me in my car and knock on the window. Perhaps I roll it down.
Maybe like
Nam De Asimov. Yeah.
You'll turn that kind of weird story into a surprisingly successful Hollywood career as an actor, which is what Namdi's up.
He's in Hollywood.
Feels like a stretch.
Got the jacket. NFL Network's Tom Pelrazer all over the news. Reports Nyheim Hines, the Bills running back, suffered a significant knee injury off-site and is expected to miss the entire 2023 season. You know what he did? He's on a damn jet ski.
Wait, but the details will let you... you won't blame him for it.
Wait, he got crashed into.
He was on a stationary one, like at the dock.
He got banged in a big spot.
Yeah, these water sports are very perilous.
And imagine the goober, who's racing towards this running back, ready to assume a key role on a Super Bowl contender, and just slams into his leg.
Well, do we know who the other, was it a man or a female or a male or female?
I'm not sure, a man or a woman.
Might have been a Jets fan or something.
Could have been. Yeah, we were targeting Nyheim Hines. That is the key to breaking.
I mean, he had some big
the
moments. Those returns, remember?
Week 18.
Were electric. I like their backfield. Anyways.
If it was Robert Saleh, right, would that be the biggest NFL story of the last 20 years?
That Saleh intentionally jet skied into Hines. That would be a large story.
No, the biggest.
Yeah, well.
No.
Let's keep Aaron Hernandez and so forth out of it. Like, in terms of non-murder news, would it be the biggest story? The head coach of the Jets saw Nyheim Hines as such a threat that he rented a jet ski and crashed it into the knee of the reserve
running back. It's not a story that would go away very quickly.
I don't think it'd be the biggest. It'd be fun. It'd be more fun if he hired someone and then, like, someone connected the dots. Like, they have text messages of him, like, going on a Reddit site.
Is Connor on, by the way?
I feel bad for Nyheim Hines.
All right. We gotta move on. We got to take a break. But before we do, I have a promo to read. Football is back, baby! Celebrate by watching as teams across the league take the field for training camp Back Together Weekend, presented by YouTube, with two full days of practices, player interviews, mic'd up moments, and fan fests across the league. It's a can't-miss NFL reunion, even if around the NFL isn't involved. NFL Network and NFL Plus have you covered with coverage on Saturday, July 29th and Sunday, July 30th, with additional coverage on ABC and ESPN. Go to NFL.com/backtogetherweekend for ways to watch. And we will be watching as well on the couch.
We'll be sitting at home. They have not asked us to do a shred of coverage on their
behalf. Put us in, so, coach.
Yeah.
Greg, put a bow on it.
You better be careful what you wish for.
Well, that's a good point. Let's take a break and we'll bring in Connor Orr.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Don't laugh. This is a serious song.
Sorry.
Welcome back. Joining us now is an all-time favorite. Want to put him on Mount Rushmore? Put him on Mount Rushmore. Not going to fight me on it. He is from Sports Illustrated. He wrote the Sauce Gardner cover story that you saw a couple months back. And now he's back for another appearance on Around the NFL. It's Connor Orr. Were you kidding me?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, buddy.
How are we doing?
Wait, were you talking Mount Rushmore of guests?
How about
because he was once,
colleagues?
Friends of the show?
I mean, he was once a member of Around the NFL. You know, the news blog, we never really...
I feel like I'd be selling Connor short to say that he's on that Mount Rushmore. I just mean, like, anyone connected with the show, if you say I have to put four people, I'm putting Orr on.
Okay.
And also, like, if you're going to have to carve his face into a Dakota mountainside, the current version of Connor Orr is about as fit and ready to go as we've ever seen.
Is that a jawline I see there, sir?
I was recently called overweight, which was funny. I was approached by an older gentleman at the beach, and he looked at me and he said, "What happened to you? You used to be in such good shape."
Wait, did you know this man?
Vaguely, yeah. So I'm getting ready to go now. That pumped me up for the
Connor.
Summer,
that story is so bizarre.
Wait, who is this? Yeah, we can't go any. We have team slogans of 2023 to get to, but how well did you know this man? Is he a family friend? Did you go to the beach with him? Did you happen upon
him? His body.
I saw him. I've seen him a few times, and I guess in between the last time and the current time, which was about a year and a half, I would say, separated. He said that I gained an unacceptable amount of weight.
What an untoward approach. How is this? We're not getting the full story here.
No, well, I don't know what he seems to carry some type of grudge against. And it's like, speaking for millions of Americans and people across the world that struggle with weight, and you'll go up and down at times in your life, just talk about it in private. Don't say it to me.
Don't approach me.
Yeah,
on the beach.
I'm already aware.
My body.
Maybe I haven't been on the Peloton. Maybe I haven't been on vacation. Like, let me work out my stuff. Don't come to me on the beach when I got my shirt off in my most vulnerable state physically.
And to Greg's question, what did the old man's body look like himself?
Phenomenal.
That's not
fake. Even worse.
Like early Austrian Schwarzenegger, you know, like, so, you know,
I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
Hey, Connor, I'm sorry, man.
You're enough.
I know.
How are you, buddy? Before we get into the slogans, you're very busy. So I'm curious, like, what has SI got you going? You going around the country, visiting a bunch of camps? What do you got going on?
We're doing some training camp tour stuff. The football preview issue is coming out soon. We have a lot of fun projects planned for the year that I'm very excited about that we're working on. So I would just get the plug in now. You subscribe to the magazine now, and you'll get all of that stuff. You know, so that's what I would do. I would hop on the old computer and figure that out.
Right, and you could find Connor on X at Connor Orr.
So wait, are we doing Threads or are we doing X?
I cannot handle Threads. I did Threads for about 2 days, and I was just like, this is utterly worthless. I will not spend a second of my life doing another Thread.
The best part of this ongoing saga is everyone on Twitter like getting all like, you know, their underpants in a bunch. Like, well, this is it. Here's my Threads.
Right.
And then like 2 weeks later, oh, I can't take this anymore. Here's my Threads. See you over there. It's like, why do you keep coming back then?
Yeah.
You said you were going.
No, I think if Threads fixes the algorithm where it's like Twitter, eventually that could potentially be an option. But as annoying as X is as like a title, like, it's on us. We got to just keep calling it Twitter. The fact that RotoWorld, and I don't know if anyone
saw that
that works there listens to this show, but the fact that they're going Ian Rappaport on X as the link that they're linking to, you don't have to do that. You're making that choice. You
journalistically,
don't have to do
they
that.
Do.
No, they don't. They could just say on Twitter. If you go to twitter.com, it still works. Like,
you could call it the website formerly known as Twitter.
I mean,
if you want to be accurate, that the owner did change the name.
I see Tom Pelissero on X. I'm thinking all sorts of stuff.
I would never Google Tom Pelissero on X. I think that would be my approach, though.
This
I honestly thought
when I
was asked to start a Threads, I was like, okay, what would Mark do? Because he's sort of my North Star for a lot of social media stuff. And I did. I started posting pictures of DB Cooper.
There
just no links to anything,
right.
just pictures of DB Cooper. And I was like, that way I can build a base over here by really talking about what I'm passionate about. And then once Twitter firebombs out of existence, then I can just pop over here and I got my DB Cooper folks.
I love the approach. I've only used it to post strange photos. And it's like, I will not be duplicating the tweet that I put out on Threads. Like, then we're just dipping into ultra narcissism, and I don't need it. I'm gonna take both of them off my phone.
Wait, you're
I'm done with Twitter.
Though, we're
I'm done
just
with threads.
Both like, why am I on Threads? Why am
I know,
I
but that was
this?
2 weeks
like,
ago. Then I realized I don't need to be doing this. I don't need to take this
approach
either.
My outlook on this is I'm going forward full Jordan Belfort. Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not going anywhere, because what's going to happen? This goober is going to sell it eventually.
Right.
And then whoever buys it's back. Oh, we're going to bring it back to what it was. And it will be Twitter again. And the bird will be back. And then everybody will be back from Threads. But people aren't even leaving to go to Threads. It's not really happening. It's all Fugazi.
You're digging your heels in. I like that.
Yeah. Not supporting the name change or anything, but I don't really care that much. Everybody's got to relax a little bit.
I don't care.
He's doing it on purpose.
Right.
He's trying to get you mad. Don't let him get you mad. Connor, that sounds like a team slogan, right? Don't let him get you mad. We, every year, this time, we go through the entirety of the NFL, and what we try to do is come up collectively with a, not collectively, we all kind of throw them out, a team slogan that matches what we believe the team is trying to say, or maybe what kind of best represents where we see the team right now. We do it in alphabetical order. And Connor, I think we should just get into it. And starting with the Arizona Cardinals, do you have anything for the Cards, Connor? Mm. Just basically everybody, the exercise, you didn't have to do all 32 when you were struck by inspiration. You hit it up. Anybody struck by the Cardinals, Connor, anybody else?
I did two, if that's okay.
Of course.
Did a little extra credit. The first one was now featuring complimentary lunch. Limit one per customer. Premium item, menu items subject to additional surcharge.
Smart move. Got to get the meat in the seats.
Deep cut. There was that that report from the NFLPA that people were paying for their food in the Cardinals cafeteria. And I think that's a big step for the Cardinals. Like, they might not win, but you can take that little croissant and not get charged.
Do we know that they stopped doing it?
Actually, I don't know. According to your slogan, yes.
They did course correct, I believe, on the food.
It reminds me in Major League when they have the propeller plane and they're taping up one of the propellers with electrical tape. Like, it doesn't inspire confidence in any realm of the organization.
No.
To that point, my slogan I have is, look away, I'm hideous.
Mine was my slogan for the Arizona Cardinals was focus more on the Suns.
Yeah. I got Durant.
I was not inspired by the Cardinals. I sort of left the NFC West for last, thinking we'd do it last. And like during the show,
we did the same thing last year. We went alphabetical order, and then you even skipped the NFC North in entirety because you just forgot about them. We're going in alphabetical
order. Those were so good, though. Sometimes, though, when you hear the good ones and you have others that not, you know, you just stand down. I'm not going to top.
Oh, for sure.
Did you have another Redbirds one, Connor?
Along those same lines, come see the world's only triple F rated resort. Cardinals were the only team in the NFLPA survey to get 3 Fs, which
Oofa.
Is phenomenal.
Oofa. Yeah, strange times down in the desert. Atlanta Falcons, I got one here. Everybody's little pet team is ready to stop using the indoor pee pads. You know, they're ready to actually be a good team. You know, so you guys, for
instance. It's on your radar that Mark especially enjoys the Falcons. I like the idea of
it. It's not on the radar.
We're not like saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, though. We just enjoy their style.
But I think one thing, Mark, I think it maybe is a little irritating that I've gotten a little into the Falcons this year as a team to watch. But it's just because I didn't believe the team of the last 2 years. I thought that was premature. Now I think maybe they could be a little bit frisky. Maybe.
Well, I mean, I feel like we've been battling over this team for a number of seasons. I do believe in them. My slogan is, the son of a shipping magnate, our coach is the author of an old school playbook set to stun gun a soft NFC South. You will be eating our juices on a late winter day.
Ew. Gross. Did you say eating the juices?
You will be eating our juices on a late winter day.
I was wondering if the years of doing these slogans would shorten them, because you've seen slogans for other companies certainly since.
Right.
And it would change your behavior, but no. And I like that.
Some of them are short. Some of them are not.
I think the Falcons could go short. Just kind of leaning into who they are as a team this year. Two words.
Keep pounding.
Oh. They steal it. They take it. They're the real keep pounding.
Wait, we have the real keep pounding guy here in Connor Orr. You just got to let him do it. Give us one, Connor. It's also tradition.
Keep pounding.
I just think, like, what the Panthers would be totally on their heels. They are the real keep pounding team.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
That guy didn't make it out of sixth grade. Whoever that character is. All right. How about the Baltimore Ravens? I'm sure you got one, Greg. You are a Ravens guy.
I do. Another two-worder. Lamar coming. You lean into the wire. You could have a little fun with this too. Omar coming. And it's like, this is the real Lamar. Lamar has been shackled. Get off the street corners. Lamar is coming this year.
Let's now that you say that, because I did check out the podcast from last year.
Yeah.
Here is Greg's Ravens slogan from last year.
This one's just simple. Oh, you made Lamar mad, didn't you?
Oh, okay. The Lamar army is strong with the
yes.
Lamar's going to be better because everyone's so
right.
mean.
Right. Similarly, would be just like Lamar's going to.
Yeah, but that had no reference to a classic Baltimore television classic line. That's totally different.
But it's the same sentiment. Like Lamar's here, everything's going to be fine.
But now we've gotten rid of Greg Roman, and it's Todd Monken who, for some reason, everyone just assumes is going to like create the best NFL offense, even though like he last ran the 2018 Bucks.
Yeah, mine for the Ravens is no excuses. Just kidding. There will always be excuses.
Oh.
mine was for the Ravens. Theories as to what caused Edgar Allan Poe's death include suicide, murder, cholera, rabies, syphilis, influenza, a brain tumor, and heavy alcohol usage.
Mm. Poe, always a target in this exercise.
It's 18 games to the Super Bowl. We have a full tank of gas, one ACL. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Mm. The Buffalo Bills. Tough
one. I got
one
nothing for this one.
Tough one.
I just went with sort of an exhausted, like, we did our best. Like, this place, like, it's cold. It's not a fun place to work. We tried. We almost made the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Like, the stadium's falling down, and it's just like, what more do you guys want? Just, we did as best as we could. It's time.
I mean,
it's time to move.
Oh, no.
You can see that slogan on the side of a building. That fits.
I mean, you're working on the NFL preview for Sports Illustrated, Connor. I could kind of predict where you see them standing in the AFC East come January. You're talking about the organization in the past tense.
Mm.
I have them because we predict all 272 games. I predict all 272 games every year, and I have them in a place where I know the day that it comes out, I will just be ignoring every phone call from like a 716 area code being like, can you come on the radio and talk about why you don't think the Bills are going to make the playoffs?
You're definitely getting a call from the Steve Tasker show.
Oh, big time. Tasker's hitting you up.
That actually kind of relates to mine, which is our fans are about to turn annoying. And I just feel like they are at the point, like once you achieve a little bit of success and you start feeling yourself, but you haven't gotten over that hump, that's the point where the worm turns. I just feel like this could be a tough season.
Hmm.
I had actually deleted that because I didn't want these to be all negative and cynical like they were last year, but no one else was jumping in with the Bills one. They were a tough team.
They're a tough one. There's just a remarkable amount of pressure on that team. The Carolina Panthers, a big blank spot on my Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, because you said, like, when you're inspired to write about one of these teams, and I did about 20 to 21 of these, the Panthers did not inspire much.
Same. I feel
that's
like
my
it's
only
because
response.
They have
maybe that's the slogan.
They
that's
have the greatest slogan of all time, Connor.
Which is
why improve on perfection?
Oh, listen, as the person who the only person who apparently completed the prompt here, I'll read the one that I did. My slogan is death is nothing, but to live defeated and inglorious is to die daily. Which is a quote from a very famous short assassin named Napoleon, and now they're quarterbacked by another short assassin.
Okay, wow, right,
there's the linkage there.
That was wit. I think the original is still better.
All right, the Chicago Bears. I got this guy better be worth it. They did roll the dice here. I think we all kind of agreed with their path, but now he's
okay.
Do it.
For a second,
gotta
I thought
guy.
You maybe meant Matt Eberflus,
no,
or even Ryan Poles. So it allows for interpretation, but no. that's work.
The Bears had the number one pick.
Do you doubt that Fields is about to make a major leap?
I said on our last episode, I was a little shook with Nick Shook about being overly confident. So I've been recently transitioned to like cautious optimism around Fields. And if it doesn't work, the Bears might look back on the events of this spring with an insane amount of regret, but going to try to stay positive.
It's unfair because there's like three quarterbacks taken in the top five. So if any of them turn into Hall of Fame type players, you'll always say the Bears passed.
Which doesn't happen often. You know,
can you read that again? I love the slogan. Like, can you just...
This f***ing guy better be worth it.
I'm going to do my Bears slogan, which is more of an attack ad. It's time to start attacking. And it's just love stinks. I think just go straight at Green Bay.
One team.
Lean into the rivalry. Because I feel like that's all they really care about, Bears fans. They're just kind of like, let's be better than the Packers. That's our big goal. Love stinks. Plus a little Jay Giles.
You got know. It. A little Giles in a big spot. Jay Giles is a Keith Hans's favorite. And one a few years back, it was a summer, and it was playing. Giles came on. And my dad was like, oh, yeah, he's about to take out the licking stick. And apparently Jay Giles called his harmonica the licking stick.
Wait, it's the harmonica?
Yes.
I thought it was guitar just because, you're...
No, the licking stick is the harmonica.
Wow.
That's just too strange for me.
Oh, yeah, he's going to take out the licking stick.
Danny, he's taking out the licking stick.
I wish I could have heard that.
Do you have one, Connor?
I just had, we can't figure out Chase Claypool either.
Okay.
So we did give up a premium draft pick for him.
Was that Bears fans were extremely overreacting to the fact that he started the year on the pup list and is already off. It's like, okay, calm down, Bears fans.
All right, classic Rock fans are going to be mad, so I just need to make sure I get this right. There was a guy in Jay Giles' band named Magic Dick. I'm not making up any of this.
No, that's true.
Magic Dick, a.k.a. Lord of the Lickin' Stick, and he played, his most famous solo was on Whammer Jammer. Made famous during his years with Jay Giles' band.
That's pretty dense.
All real. All real stuff.
He, too, I do not think graduated middle school like the keep pounding guy.
All right. That's what, just because he can wail on the licking stick?
I mean, he pretty much based his whole career on like a series of like middle school double entendres. He called himself Magic Dick and smoked the licking stick or whatever. It's like, come on.
No, it's Magic Dick, a.k.a. Lord of the Lickin' Stick. All right, anyway.
It's a tough sell for your future father-in-law, if you're sitting down at, like, a table. What do you do?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Let's see here. I've got, for the Bengals, Mike Brown, secretly hot. Eye of the beholder, bro.
You'd rubber stamp that, I would think. Connor?
Looking a little older. I mean, I don't think he's a bad-looking guy.
That's all right. Getting older doesn't mean you, especially, you know, he can have a little grizzled, you know, vibe to him.
I can't follow that. It's not possible. But I will say that I was there last year watching him power walk around the interior of the stadium on, like, a hot June day randomly. And he saw Joe Burrow, who was doing a cover shoot for us, and just like the look in his eye when he walked over and gave him a hug. That's just like, it was just like, God, you'd want that like once in your life to feel that, you know, that was just like, it was special. It's very special. That's all I'm going to say.
Good context. Mine is, we're just trying to make Nick Wesseling proud. Just feel like the Bengals, despite this incredible success in having Joe Burrow, still hasn't totally won over the commitment of Nick Wesseling.
This would do it if they could just take that next step.
What's it going to take? They've been doing pretty well. They're just trying to make them proud. Really, the whole family.
Nick endured that Super Bowl loss in person.
He did.
A couple years ago.
With great spirit.
And tried to bring
it. Yes, they were very good sports about the whole thing.
All right. The Cleveland Browns, Connor Orr, last year we talked about how you would defected from Browns fandom. In fact, you had offloaded all Browns merch from the house. You had become a fan solely of the U.S. women's national team in soccer, who are going for another World Cup trophy right now, in fact. Do you have anything for the Browns?
So I wrote this down after Greg, I think you responded to it on Twitter. There was the clip of him yesterday talking about how the media totally overshadowed Deshaun Watson. Yeah, the media totally overshadowed the inspiring part of his narrative, which apparently we don't talk enough about. And so the slogan is just kind of from like the PR person's perspective, just being like, ah, he's not gonna say I'm sorry.
No, and it's like, dude, that's, I heard that story 5,000 times and it was inspiring. It was all about, it's all about his college career, all the 4 or 5 years. It's like, no, it hasn't been mentioned as much over the last year. I'm still gonna be more positive though with the Browns, and the slogan is, we're getting Mark and Connor back. How about that?
Well, we'll see about that.
We're going to get them back.
Never.
I mean, Connor was always kind of a fake Browns fan anyways.
Ouch.
And I never really never really felt the passion from him, but they're going to get you guys back.
I got to think that's tough to predict or
I don't
be too sure about that.
I didn't even mind a similar. I didn't even include Connor. Connor's gone. he's supporting the women's national team. I got, psst, Mark, come on back. Nobody's looking.
Well, here's mine then. Spotted 40 million miles away and drifting through antimatter, our soul.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys. Popcorn, check. Wine, check. True crime doc, check. Oh, yeah. It's cuddle time with Zaddy.
Oh, Zaddy, you're so extra.
Just lean into the Mike McCarthy of it all, because the Cowboys certainly have.
We've had deep conversations, Dan and I, about why he considers Mike McCarthy to be a Zaddy. And all, it only led me to realize that you and I define Zaddy in mm-hmm. very different ways. But you have your own definition, and he fits squarely in that world.
Yes and no. I think Dan – I mean, I don't want to get too deep into this, but I think Dan sees Mike McCarthy as more of a sexual being than you do, Mark.
That may be true.
That's weird that you would bring the sexual side into it. I see him more as like a warm figure of protection and somebody that you'd like to watch true crime docs with, especially after he starts the fire. And it's not one of those ones that you turn on with a key and it's the gaslit one with the fake logs. It's like he went and chopped the wood in the backyard. He built a triangular log pattern. He started it himself, the fire. He actually even picked out the wine.
But so this is what I mean. I think you see Zaddy as a...
He knows his wine.
A secure
protector.
Source of protection and power. And I see you'd want to be doing something else with Zaddy than watch a movie.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's where we differ, I guess.
That's where we differ.
Anybody else have one for the Cowboys? Connor?
I've shot through the heart. You give Dak a bad name.
Wow.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Oh, wow. Mm. Dak, yeah. Major plot line. What's that look?
Wait, Brian Schott, it's from the perspective of Brian Schottenheimer, or it's talking about Brian Schottenheimer? What's going on?
I suppose that he will make Dak Prescott worse.
Oh,
like
okay.
if I had to do like the Google suggested sentence for this, it was just like the Cowboys are going to suck this year because of that. Because of
as someone who likes to defend Dak, coming off like his worst slash most unlucky season, combining Schottenheimer and an offensive line coach who was around in the 80s and McCarthy calling plays doesn't fill me with a lot of excitement.
What about the old Patriots offensive line coach that we wrote poems about?
Dante,
he was like a million years old.
I'm just saying.
That like was Mike's... literally three. He was a wizard. He was 300 years old, that guy.
I mean, Mike Solari's done many good things, but he also coached once with Tom Landry, so that seems crazy.
Yeah. How about, unless anybody else got one there, the Denver Broncos?
I've got one for the Broncos.
Okay.
Denver Broncos. We took Russell Wilson's corner office away. Now he must work on his laptop somewhere else and print documents on the company printer, not his own. Ha ha.
At least he has a laptop.
Yeah. Mr. Unlimited.
You know, sometimes like at the content summit, that's what they call it now. It's not the talent summit. It's a content summit. You hear some whispers.
That's why Mark and I didn't go this year. Like once they took talent out of the title, I was like, well, we'll send Greg.
Why would I
attend? Our steed.
You know, you hear some whispers of people who would seem to know better than me, certainly. And there was certainly, there was this vibe that like, oh yeah, he's going to,
he's going to axe Russell Wilson like by mid-October at the first sign of problem, that this is not a long term.
Oh, I totally believe that.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
I felt like it was more than just a vibe, that like the leash will be short.
I have something that I think is in direct relation to that, and it's Russell Wilson at this crossroads of his career. Remember the defender or the opponent who said late in last season that Russell Wilson was like a sack of potatoes physically, a shot at his conditioning, which he's been working on a lot. The Denver Broncos, I got you a sack of potatoes right here. And then a crude gesture, crude gesture. That's with his good. Hands.
You cannot top that.
I like it when the slogan includes like a motion and a way that you say it, which mine kind of does too, which is 420, bro. Ow! It's because like people love
Denver. Yeah.
People love it in Denver.
How about you, Connor?
I went with Jared Stidham. He's our mile high boy. He threw for like 400 yards in that one game last
the Niners.
Year and you forgot. And then he took off the helmet and he had that, like, just that really thick mop of black hair. And you're just like, wow, this is a guy. Like if I knew nothing about football, I'd be like, let's sign him to like a 5-year, $100 million contract. Just let him sling it.
Targeted on the first day of free agency, aggressively, by Sean Payton.
He'd look good in a Patagonia vest on a billboard. That's all I'm saying.
Interesting. All right, how about Connor? Let's keep rolling with the Detroit Lions.
We're only at D.
Connor's do it like a Packers camp in 10 minutes.
I went with Lions. We're going to hug you harder. Every year... during the draft, they have those videos of their war room, and Brad Holmes, their GM, and Dan Campbell hug each other with such like thunderous, like the whole room shakes. And I can't imagine the sound of like the smacking flesh and like the back slaps and stuff. It's just gotta be a wild thing, you know?
Different vibe. Mark?
I have for the Lions. Good luck locating an actual lion in Detroit, but we all buy into certain collective myths if you think about it.
Very good. Okay. Along those same lines for the Packers, I have, hey, we bamboozled fans with fake ownership stock. Why can't we do it with a fake QB?
Dang.
The stock thing has always been on Dan's radar.
I think they filled the stadium with stockholders recently, this week. It was like a stockholder meeting, but it's just like they're sitting in the crowd.
Oh, the
field,
the paper, frame paper in the living room. People got to go inside the stadium and buy like hot dogs and beers for $12 each.
And yeah, like didn't they raise money from them? They had like another sale of it. Like literally, they're the only team where you see the books.
The government has to get involved with this.
They're bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue. It's like when someone really rich does a GoFundMe. It's just like, how dare you?
I don't even like Connor. I don't know. For some reason, antitrust violation just came into my head. Does that track here? Does that have anything to do with what's going on here?
I like how you cut to me when you needed to know the down low on an antitrust violation. I will say that having spent a lot of time there, I went to door to door and I was interviewing fans once. And there was this old woman who I was talking to her about, like, you know, moving on from Brett Favre or something. And she invited me into her house. She gave me homemade caramels and then she took down my phone number. And she said, listen, like sometimes the weather gets unpredictably bad here. So I'm just going to keep, you know, I want to keep tabs with you until I know that you're home safe. She called me during a snowstorm and said that I could stay in their house. And the Packers are selling stock to this poor woman.
I feel like we're always getting 75% of the story or the relationship behind Connor's parables with the old man he met, this woman in a house.
I think they believe in their guy.
What a wonderful woman. She sounds so sweet. Don't take advantage of her.
No.
Did she critique your body?
We never would.
You never know.
How about crazy in love? You know?
There you go.
Just lean into it. Be more positive.
So you have like, two love play
that,
on
well, that was the thing. I thought we were doing it by division, and then they were going to be in a row, and it would like, there's a couple of these happening. I'm having to to pivot. But you know what? Yeah, people didn't think necessarily Beyonce was going to get it done as a solo artist when she left Destiny's Child.
Really?
And then she comes in with Crazy in Love as her first single, and everyone's in. Okay, everyone probably expected her to do well.
The once in a generation entertainer that Beyonce knows.
I don't recall like
for that to be your debut single about her, but that's I'm just saying for that to be your debut single.
Right.
Strong. It's pretty strong.
They kept on firing all the Destiny's Children except for Beyonce, and it was like, that seems like a hint that there's probably one good one.
Well, plus her mom was they in that scenario.
And the dad, I think, was prominently involved too. Yeah, that's a fair point.
Sorry.
The Texans, I got nothing.
I have the Texans don't rebuild, they reload.
Nice.
Okay.
Connor. I went with like you have to say it almost in a voice where like you picture Bill Belichick on a on one of those earpieces and he's connected to Nick Caserio on another earpiece and it just says terminate false flag operation. You can come on home, Nick. And basically like the idea being that he's completely erased this franchise from contention for the next decade. So
seems like a negative route to go as the slogan for the team, but
yeah,
it's like plus the Titans took their the Oilers throwbacks. It's just like
it's almost know. Like it's when you get hacked by a super hacker, like the hacker then takes credit for it, and so like you know once
it is almost like that.
Yeah, it's so like week one, all the Texans signage will just be replaced with pictures of like Bill Belichick wearing dog sunglasses or something.
The Indianapolis Colts, don't worry, everything's cool. Jim Irsay is in complete charge now. Nothing to worry about.
I have an owner-related one, too, for the Colts. Our owner spent a hill of money on the teletype scroll that Jack Kerouac used to write On the Road, and nobody seems to give a shit.
You believe that should have been a bigger story.
Absolutely. What happened?
The original role.
Right there
Kerouac
in the team slogan.
On the Road.
Right.
He bought it. Jim Irsay bought it.
Well, what's wrong with that? He has a bunch of clothes.
No, he's saying, why wasn't it a bigger deal?
I say nobody gives a shit.
Should have been a national story.
Right. Should have been a large narrative.
That's a very important book to you and millions of others.
And others.
I don't know how that. I don't know if that's a team slogan. I feel like that's a personal issue or grievance you have with culture.
But now you know
society.
Where you can go see it. I think you know the Irsay collection coming soon.
Me, you, Irsay, and Mike Mills, all chilling, checking out the scrolls.
So it's been a while since I feel like the Colts have had like real good times. So I'm thinking back to about a decade ago when we were just starting this podcast and trying to live off of that. And so I'm going to go Steichen Strong. It's like, remember those good times with Chuck Pagano?
Yeah, we do.
Pagano Strong, and he came back. Strong. Let's bring it back. Steichen Strong.
Chuck Pagano and Bruce Arians, co-coaches of the year. It happened. It's a true story. Anything, Connor?
I did some of these last night, and so I'm looking at my notes under Colts, and it just says no.
Okay.
So I don't think
they were a
I
tough
have
one.
Anything.
All right, boys, let's take a quick break, and then we'll finish up the slogans on the other side.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
All right, we're back. How about the Jaguars?
Yeah, I got one. Duval! Except those 2 weeks in London.
Oh. Yes. Yes. How about that, Connor? Anything?
I don't have anything, but did you know that they're like the third most populous city east of the Mississippi River?
Well, that's interesting.
I would not have thought that.
Is that has there been a recent boom in the population, or was this
east of the Mississippi? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are ahead of them? New York and Boston.
And it's New York and Boston. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is
New York, Boston, and then Jacksonville.
Bigger than Philadelphia. Bigger than the rest.
My
of Florida.
My bar trivia team got that.
Yeah,
answer
would not. Wait, what about Atlanta? I don't know about this thing. I don't know.
secret.
Fake news.
It's Miami. I report. You decide.
Miami.
Did you say Atlanta? You
mentioned Atlanta. I mean, I don't know about this. DC.
You know,
maybe it must be a huge city.
There was a lot of head scratching when the Jaguars or Jacksonville was chosen as the expansion site. But Jacksonville, what's that all about? Well, you know, look who laughs last. Now the third biggest population.
And it's not Boston. I guess Philly's there.
East of the Mississippi.
In second. And I think, I guess, Jacksonville's up to third.
How about the Chiefs?
God, I hope what I said was true. Let's go.
It's too late. Chiefs, defending champs. What do you got? Anybody? Going once. Going. We don't have a slogan.
I got
for
one
the
I didn't love, which is just, these are the good old days. Let's enjoy the present. This is it. Don't complain. These are the good old days right now.
What Chiefs fan is complaining?
Nobody. Right. But, yeah. You know, if they lose a couple games or whatever.
By the way, later this week, we will offer some of our thoughts about Quarterback, the Netflix series that involves Patrick Mahomes prominently. Have you been watching that, Connor?
No, because I think 90% of that is just terrible bullshit. Like it's just like, and this goes back to like a rant that
like a high school tour is walking by right now as you said those words. So it was very disorienting. And it's like one of them literally waved while you said that.
Imagine there being a live speaker that had the audio of the show coursing through the hallways. It's not the case.
They're taking pictures now.
All this stuff about like, oh, inside the mind of a quarterback, like he memorizes plays and throws the ball. And it's like, yeah, man. And we work hard at what we have to do. There, like, we're all amazing. And, wow. You know, I just don't know. Like, I mulch my lawn and I read my kid bedtime.
No Netflix eight-part documentary on you.
Yeah, but I
think you're
like
hitting on something, which is maybe like we don't need them going to an amusement park for 5 minutes. There's nothing interesting about that stuff like that. Let's tighten it up when they
takes you closer inside.
Right. But when they're doing the exact same things that we do in our lives, but they're not that interesting. Take out those parts. You know what I mean?
I was concerned the minute that I spotted this show because I knew we'd have to at some point unpack it verbally. And it was like, it's eight. I have to go watch eight episodes of a football show in July.
Don't have to watch any of it. You don't have to.
Don't have to.
All right. Well, good. I felt like it was, being tasked to me to do so. I side closely to where Connor comes down.
Maybe I'm just a rube. I've been enjoying it. I like getting to know Kirk Cousins and Mahomes better. But there's certainly the side of it that Connor.
Well, I don't, and I've not seen it, so I'm not taking down the product. It just felt like a bit of a chore.
I think we would appreciate though. You don't need to watch it and then complain about.
Man, these star quarterbacks, they're just like us. That's me.
I'm three eps in. I'm three eps in. I won't get to eight by Thursday, whenever we talk about it. But it's like the perfect thing to have on while you're eating lunch and not.
Let me just clarify, Mark. You are not. Tasked with watching any of the episodes. Greg, I'll need you to put down all eight Thursday.
Yeah, but Greg's going to need to be a completist.
I'll get through the fourth or whatever. It's 8 hours, a long time.
If you want to talk your shit, talk your shit.
Out of your life.
The Raiders.
I went with Diane. Please get Jim Harbaugh on the line.
Good, Mark Davis.
It's so definitely a Diane. Answering phones in that facility.
Undoubtedly.
100% chance. Yeah, it does. It does feel like it's heading in a certain direction in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but I want to think positive, and I think they just go, Jimmy G is better. Like, everyone.
Then Derek Carr.
Just Jimmy G is better.
Then what?
You can fill in the.
Sure, box. I can create my own.
I think that's probably where they're going with that. It's like everyone. You know, you just lean into the kicking Derek Carr a little bit on the way out. And they believe it. Jimmy G is better. They're calling their shot. Better looking, better everything. Jimmy G is better. These slogans should be promoting their team.
I thought it was just like with this whole Jimmy G thing, the goal is for like be as good as Derek Carr was, but just be cheaper. Are they expecting him to be better than Derek Carr?
I think so.
Okay.
But a slogan often can
good luck with
something
that's
not true, too. Yes. You're just trying to create an aura.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
How about the Chargers? I got Don't Trust Us. Just like getting it.
Well, that works.
Up. Yeah.
How about those Powder Blues?
You want to be positive, Greg? How about this? Trust Us. And then just like open arms.
See,
like,
that's kind of funnier because it's the Chargers. That would be good.
Anything, Connor?
No, I'm looking at like the next three or four, and I really mailed this section in. Let me
get to it.
I'm with you.
I think I'm gonna pop in.
It's okay. Yeah, not every team. Not, right.
I hit a dry spell in these K through L teams. So
yeah. You did about half the exercise in alphabetical order, and then you started to trail off in the back end.
A little bit. Yeah. There's some hot spots coming up.
Did you do it by division, Greg, or alphabetically? Because you haven't made it clear so far in today's episode.
It's really ruined everything.
How about the
callbacks are just ruined.
You know, we did do it alphabetically last year.
I didn't recall that because I had the same questions in mind.
The LA Rams.
I have on-field record aside, we still see ourselves as smarter than you.
Oh.
I do feel that way about the Rams.
Mine is Sean's having fun again. I feel like that's a lot of it this year. It's sort of just like, hey, we might not go win the Super Bowl, but Sean's having a good time.
Yeah, you could sense that. How about the Miami Dolphins? I have two slogans. They have them ready for September. Well, July, August, September, October. Two a time, baby. And then November and December and maybe January. It's a white party, baby. They're covered.
What?
They're covered, both sides.
Either way.
Yeah.
And it's not like the white out, like at a Heat game or anything like that, but it could have a little double.
Sure. Play. And also, baby is just B-A-B-Y for Tua, but for Mike White, it's B-A-Y hyphen B-E-E-E-E.
That's very versatile. I like that.
Thank you.
I have, for the Dolphins, if your job allows you to gamble on pro football, place a $500 ante on Miami reaching the AFC title game. P.S. Actual dolphins of the sea know your deepest secrets and will tell your mother and father on you. Even if you're old, they will tell your parents everything you ever did. You can't hide anymore. You will be revealed. We know what you do in the shadows. You're totally banged.
Dolphins. Can't trust them. Can't trust them at all. Minnesota Vikings.
I went with, sorry, Ed Donatel, this wasn't your fault. Just because, like, last year, during games, like Troy Aikman, who never says a bad word about anyone, would just insult this man like he was a terrorist. And he's just like the sweetest looking guy with glasses. And you're just like, why are they yelling at him so much? And I don't know.
It kind of seemed like it was his fault, though. They had a lot of talent and they were terrible.
We'll see. Yeah. That's what I'm alluding
to.
The
defense,
right?
That is.
Yeah. Defense was horrendous, and it closed out with a total flatlining against the Giants in the playoffs. And I guess an early talking point in the offseason was after they hired Brian Flores, who we all like and respect and has a pedigree. It was like, well, they're going to be better now. It's like, well, a coach can do a lot, but he needs some talent. And they have less talent now than they did last year when they were terrible.
If anything, they cut players and cut costs.
Interesting. All right, how about the New England Patriots? Mm-hmm. This is more a pitch to get people to come to the games. Witness the collapse of Rome in person. Oh.
I've got
get some meat in the seats, you know?
I've got two. First one is Kraft versus Belichick. It's on. It's kind of fun.
Big name.
And then the second one's related. Kraft versus Belichick versus Hall of Fame induction versus death. So it's like, it's a race. Who wins the race?
I like the first one. It's a little more direct. I picture like the old boxing or UFC thing where they're nose to nose, the profile shots.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I have item. Bill Belichick has a secret daughter nobody knows about.
Like you. That's why you like him so much.
There's parallels.
How about the Saints? I got
Greg. You're not referring to Amanda, by the way, the excellent lacrosse.
Well, she's not
coach.
A secret. Yeah, I mean, she's out in the great. Open.
Another one.
A second daughter.
Yes.
Big time lacrosse coach.
I got Saints. Greg will talk himself into 10 wins by Labor Day.
Yeah, mine is somewhat related, which is Derek Carr solves everything. Everything.
Two everythings. Anything?
I have see this tab of acid? Upon it is etched the image of an innocent pink kitty. Place it on your tongue and join our dream journey in which we pretend our quarterback is better than ho-hum.
Ouchers. All right. How about the Giants? The Giants. Connor, you're close to the Giants. You got anything?
No. You know, like, I, well, I
thought this was the section you nailed.
No, we're still at the tail end of the one where I didn't. But okay. I would just say, like, you know, there it would have to be like a swirling brandy kind of motion, and it would have to just be like, come, watch us do things the right way.
Oh, you know, that's really good.
We're a Tiffany franchise, after all.
Mine would be the third best team in New York or the second best team in New Jersey, depending on how you look at it.
Like it. I got Daniel Jones makes $40 million a year now. Isn't that crazy?
Mm. Why are these all so caustic? It's really tough.
Don't worry about it. It's all right. It's just a little bit of a razzing, if you will. You can look at it that way, too.
It's a little bit of like a little bitter drink before the start of.
You know, you do some of these, and like I'm looking at my Giants one, and I'm not gonna read it.
Okay. Oof.
It went a little too
far.
Yeah.
Too hot.
I'm realizing now it would not be valuable.
How about the New York Jets? I'm gonna refer to something that Greg put on my radar. Can we get that Woody Johnson tweet from recently?
There he is.
It's a picture of Woody with a caption, "New profile pic," and then the eyes emoji. That is the slogan for the Jets. New profile pic, eyes emoji.
Does he even know that is out there?
Yes, you know, when I texted it to you guys, because it just made me laugh. But then I realized quickly he was doing a preview of the new uni. So actually, it was kind of it really was. He had the old logo on the hat, and it was like a little hip thing of that. Like, okay, the uni's coming tomorrow. So good job.
You know, speaking of Woody and the Jets and Hard Knocks kicking off soon and everything, I'd hate to say this because I don't want this to be the peak of the Jets season, but they've already, in some ways, organizationally, this has been a success already.
Like, right.
This is all they wanted, was to be a team that people cared about, that's part of the national conversation, that has everyone buzzing about the organization in a positive way, as a team that matters. Like, that's why they gave up the extra draft pick. That's why they're doing this. Mm-hmm. I hope it goes beyond that, but the history of this team tells me, like, this is even enough what they've already been able to achieve this summer.
They've had off seasons in the past that brought hope, and this one feels like, I just worry about the potential collective collapse if it doesn't go well out of the gate. Their schedule's rough. But at this point, like, I can't imagine as a Jets fan that you've ever been on a higher cloud than this.
It's very exciting. Very exciting time.
Knew that you would come after the Patriots are. So even though I think the Jets are going to be pretty good this year, I'm going New York Jets, high on our own supply.
They certainly are. Ooh.
I have something similar. It's we believe it's possible that we're more than just a vastly concocted off-season fable. Oh.
Anything
I went with time to suck out loud.
I like a little bitter with the sweet. I think it helps to balance things out. How about the Eagles?
My Eagles one is the best thing to ever happen to the 76ers. It's like Embiid might be going, James Harden wants out. Yeah. They're disappointing every year. It's like no one cares anymore. You got the Eagles.
That's true. Anything, Mark?
Not for the Eagles.
All right. I had Hurt So Good, and then I have imagine John Mellencamp, the Heartland Rocker, in matching denim jeans jacket, posing with a thumbs up on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
I like that.
It's perfect.
Thank you.
What about, like, Hurt's just okay, as it turns out, after Shane Steichen left? He's okay.
There we go.
I found my slogans from last year after you brought it up on a doc. And yeah, actually that's a first repeat.
Oh, wow. There it is.
I had Hurt So Good.
I owe you $10.
Yeah.
The Steelers.
I have one for this. We agree that sports-based talking head Mark Sessler is dangerously overrated, but his assertion that we'll win double-digit games this season is on point.
Hmm.
I like that. It's a good pop for you, too, that they would put it in the team slogan.
Kind of. I've been getting slashed a little bit, but.
All right. How about let's leave that one there. How about the 49ers?
We are the Monstars. That's my 49ers.
Oh, yes. Space Jam ref.
They just like, they look the best getting off a bus of any team in the NFL.
Connor?
I was toying with the idea of like something about how at some point, all brain power decays, right? And so they can only be like 49ers. We can only be smarter than you for another few years.
That's good.
But the window is open right now. How about the Seahawks?
I somehow didn't have a Seahawks.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow.
I assumed Greg would.
Yeah. I was like clearing the runway for
Greg. I was like, I don't even need to touch Seattle.
Connor?
Wow.
Sorry, Seahawks.
Let's jump ahead to Tampa. I'm ready for this.
All right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Seattle fans not happy.
All right.
I gotta come out with one by the end of the show.
You do.
My slogan for Tampa was just hope you all enjoyed that depressing ass pandemic Super Bowl. It's just the worst. It was the worst time to go all in, right, and win a Super Bowl because no one will remember.
That's
that
such nonsense
in NFL history.
It's watched on TV. I get it. No one was there, and it was like diminished a little. But I don't think the players care.
I think the fans care. 10,000 there.
Yeah, there was a scant amount of fans.
It's like baseball through the height of like World War II. It's like who cares? There was so much more consequential historical stuff going on.
I push back against this one. Hey,
can I say that? I hear where you're coming from, Connor. It's even crazier looking back that we did a full season of NFL coverage and we all did it from our homes and it was every game got played. The NFL just said, we're not going to move at all on this. And then living in LA, you know, it's Dodgers fans everywhere. Now the Dodgers, I'll just keep this between us, but like the Dodgers played a 50 game season or something
that
started at the end of July and then played in alternate sites in front of nobody and won the World Series.
That's a little different.
And then I talked to Dodger fans like, oh yeah, well, we, you know, ended that long stretch of that World Series championship in 2020. It's like, not really.
Oh, you don't find that? See, yeah. To me, like, if baseball did this all the time and went 50 game regular season, I'm all in. I like the way that season played out, but I see you don't find it legitimate.
But the NFL season played a full season,
right? Well, the Steelers-Ravens game on Wednesday at like 10 a.m., remember that?
They got it in. Had to get it in. All right, how about the Dodgers fans, but you know it's kind of true. How about the Titans? We got two more. Tennessee Titans. Sorry, guys.
Actually, I did have one, which was, I referred to this earlier. Is it weird we're wearing Oilers throwbacks?
It's very weird.
They look awesome, so I kind of can't blame them. They own the IP there.
And you think the Texans should be annoyed at that?
No, maybe not the Texans, but it's just weird.
It's strange. I mean, Albert Breer asked, why can't the Ravens just do throwback uniforms as the Cleveland Browns?
Mm. Right.
I had a legit takeaway from those. It's like they put Henry and Tannehill in those throwbacks. I'm like, well, they're definitely not trading Tannehill if they're putting him in that throwback. I guess I should have given that up a while ago.
Yeah. You know, it was weird when they were actually for a year or two the Tennessee Oilers. That was strange. They're playing in an old college stadium.
I thought they changed it right away. They played in an old college stadium.
Well, I'm pretty sure they were like the Tennessee Oilers.
Titans
in the late 90s.
I think they started as the Titans.
No, we need Gravedigger right now for that. Finally, the Washington Commanders. Connor, you got one?
I got two.
Okay.
The first one was Here Come the Red Wolves. Because we're gonna finally buy the trademark. We're gonna change the name and we're gonna get it right. And it's very, very exciting.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but Magic Johnson did the media rounds after the sale went through and Snyder was ousted officially. And he left the door open for changing the team name again. Like, so I know that he's not the principal owner or anything, but if Magic is saying that...
Josh Harris, the principal owner, said it too.
If Josh Harris, the owner, is saying they're open to it, that makes me think it's going to happen.
I think it's happening.
And it's not like there's going to be pushback from outside saying, no, we need to stick with the Commanders. That's going to probably happen, and it's going to go from Redskins to Washington Football Team to Commanders for like 2 years, and then maybe they'll settle one for the rest of the time. That's pretty wild.
It's like, weird.
It's unprecedented for NFL, but I can understand that you're cleansing this organization from
right.
Tyranny.
I like it. I mean, Dan Snyder should have listened to people and changed the name 20 years ago. Then they wouldn't have had to go through all this, which is related to mine, which is winless without Dan Snyder is better than undefeated with him. I mean, it's like they won their Super Bowl. That would have been my other one. Like, we won the Super Bowl on July 16th.
whatever day that was.
I have, before our home opener against the Cardinals, fans will be given the chance in our courtyard pavilion to paint the unclothed body of Daniel Snyder. We plan to offer a full variety of colors in both acrylic and oil. Each fan will be given a 5-minute window to draw upon Snyder's torso or other parts of your choosing.
I'm surprised he would agree to that, but he did, apparently.
He willingly agreed.
Connor, you've said it all.
I do have my Seahawks one.
Oh, you do? I'm sorry.
It's ready.
Yes.
Finally. And it's, if you thought Geno outplaying Russell Wilson was fun last year, just wait until Geno buries him this time around.
Well, we got it.
Something.
Who do we really screw over? Who do we bang?
Love that.
Who got nothing?
Well,
quite a few there in the middle of the alphabet.
I think everyone got at least a half-hearted one.
And what there were, Tennessee Oilers was a thing for a brief time.
My fault there.
98, was it? 97,
totally didn't
98?
Remember that. Well, you were right.
All right.
Played at Vanderbilt for one season, in Memphis for one season. And you're right, they were the Oilers those two seasons. And then
weird. Weird. Connor Orr, you've said it all. You could read Connor at SI.com. You also have an excellent podcast that I recently was a guest on. That was nice. Nice little combo there, buddy. The MMQB podcast. Anything else you want to get out there, buddy boy?
No, just everybody enjoy the remainder of your summer. Football is going to be here, but just, you know, don't rush to it. You know, just it'll find you, you know, give yourself an August and don't think about training camp at all. I mean, we don't have the luxury.
Right. I mean, don't you want people to listen to your podcast and our podcast?
Not until like September 12th, like spend the rest of this time with your family, go find sunshine. And, you know, just be outside. That's my thought.
That should please your employer.
Touch grass.
All right, Connor.
That's our company slogan. Don't read until September 12th.
All right, there he goes. Thank you, bud.
Before we say goodbye to this entire show, though, we got some breaking news here.
Hit it.
The Cowboys and two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Trayvon Diggs are finalizing a 5-year, $97 million contract extension, according to Tom Pelissero's
source. What a show for the Hellraiser.
And it is annoying now when you see the Twitter link like put into our chat client. It's just got a big X, but it says Twitter next to it, so it's very confusing. But
it's a time of transition.
It's very annoying.
Like the commanders of websites right now.
I'm choosing not to be outraged by any of it.
I'm a little surprised, just because I thought Diggs was good last year. I wouldn't say he was great. Like, he wasn't as boom or bust. He didn't have the big interception stuff. So it's a big show of faith, but. Basically, no good players get to free agency, so I also get it.
CB1s get paid big money. That's the anti-running back. 17 career picks, and he's 24 years old. And, a Jared Jones Cowboys-type player. Is he making more money than his brother now? The Bills are like, oh, shoot. Now we got to deal with this, too.
If you are like the mother and father of the two Diggs brothers, like, you're doing fine because there's a lot of money coming up the chain, I believe, to the parental units.
And future generations.
Yeah.
Set up very nicely.
Trayvon's a beautiful boy who we got to meet during the Hard Knocks. You know, he's set up nicely too.
Not personally. We didn't meet him personally.
Yeah, Stefan.
The television.
I think Stefan's doing fine with this country.
Speaking of that, of the Netflix football special, I heard you appear in it. Your voice does.
My voice does. And I did check the credits. I said, well, they get, you know. And they credited... Good Morning Football and the four stars of that program, as they should, because they're all over that series. But no, you know, special thanks.
No mention.
The old Zeuser, like, hey, Tugboat, we're going to use some of your dialogue to make a point about the Vikings and whether they can be trusted. A little shout out to Tugboat. No, nothing.
What was it on NFL Network? Was it like a power rankings hit, a GMFB
hit? I believe, and I'm using context clues, I don't think it was pulled from our podcast. It was probably from a Good Morning Football appearance. So yes, that's, but you know, what am I going to do about it? Am I going to file a lawsuit against my own company for the use of my,
that would be intriguing.
Well, they didn't use my name or my likeness. They didn't put the mug on the screen.
I mean, if I'm GMFB, I'm thinking they leaned on us pretty hard to kind of frame the story and move it forward. I don't think they paid for that. So it's like they kind of saved.
They got the special thanks
on getting you know, talking heads to do that sort of stuff. They just used clips.
They used some like Colin Coward clips, or it's just like, was this recorded for this show? Said, is Coward even, does he know what's going on with the
NFL? He has a podcast.
NFL?
He has a podcast.
He has a daily radio show and talks about the NFL all the time.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'll go with
that.
Not
too dialed into the Coward universe. And that I respect it.
All right. Good stuff. Great to be back in the studio. We got two more shows coming up this week. So be there for that. Mark, we have some behind the scenes planning meetings. The day is just beginning here at NFL Media Studios and surrounding territories.
I'm just finding out about this now.
And next week, we're going to have, yes, a full week of shows, including the premiere of the Hard Knocks podcast with Connie and I. We'll do a preview of week one, which will follow after that. So a lot of stuff coming. And a lot of planning, Mark. A lot of stuff to do.
All right. Well, I was about
to say. The wheel is starting, Mark.
We back, baby.
Football is back.
Heed the call.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.